When that first exchange over ARPANET took place 40 years ago on this day, only a handful of people cared much about the event. On October 29, 1969, here's what was news.
The Supreme Court ordered Mississippi to desegregate its public schools.
The obligation of every school district is to terminate dual school systems at once and to operate now and hereafter only unitary schools.
That was CBS's Daniel Shore. No one knew on that day that he would be NPR's senior news analyst these four decades later.
Also in the news, the day the internet was born, Senator Ted Kennedy was in Congress debating the Vietnam-era draft law.
Let me make plain my own view that extensive changes in the draft system are what we need. It will do no good in the long run to add yet another patchwork change to an already outdated law.
On the same day, a New York City bank equipment executive predicted that within 5 years, Americans would be using fewer checks because everyone would have a new charge card that withdrew directly from their checking account.
And in the week that the internet was tested, a film starring Robert Redford and Paul Newman hit theaters.
I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim.
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid went on to become the top-grossing film of 1969 and won 4 Oscars.
And on this 40th anniversary of the internet, we have a question for you. What was your first internet experience?
Write to us at npr.org. Please put the words internet at 40 in the subject line.
I can turn the gray sky blue. I can make it rain whenever I want it.
This is our final memory from October 29th, 1969. The number one song in the country that day, I Can't Get Next to You by The Temptations.
But my life is incomplete and I'm so blue. Can't get next to you.
Can't get next to you.